You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. On this Monday morning, guess what? It's about time for your miracle. We thank God for you. We thank God for you on the other side of the dial, on the other side of the Cypress audience. Guess what? God made it possible for us to come into your home, come into your cars by the way of the radio station WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, and whatever station you're listening to us on, this station has made it possible for us to come into your cars, come into your house. It's about time for your miracle. We thank God for you once again tuning into the radio broadcast coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Praise our God. We thank God for our elect lady, amen, evangelist, Dr. Benita Watkins, our church mother, Brother Brown. God bless you. Hallelujah to all the elders and to all the prophets and evangelists there, and to the whole entire congregation that makes up this congregation. Praise our God. We thank God for you. Listen, tag, share, tell somebody, call somebody, tell them it's time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what it looks like, it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come up, come out, come through, come cross. Hallelujah. Because why? He lives. He lives. Praise our God. We want to thank God for you once again. Amen. Praise God. Listen, let's go into a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another time. Thank you for another opportunity that you have made it possible for us to come into the eye gates, into the ear gates of your people, God. We thank you now, God, that you touch them right now by the spoken word, Father. We thank you, God, that every need is met, God. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. That concerns them, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. It concerns you. We thank you for peace in their minds. We thank you for joy in their hearts, Father, because you said you'll keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Now, God, we looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen, amen. Once again, good morning, good morning. I am your host, hallelujah, for these few minutes, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Amen, hallelujah. I want you to know God is good. He's good, he's good. He's so good till he good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody he's so good till he's good. Praise our God. Listen, a few little announcements. We want to continue to pray for the Robinson family. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. We want to continue to pray for them that God will see them through. Praise our God. Hallelujah. We thank God for going down with and being with their family and the church family and Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood on Saturday for the celebration of Apostle Keith Robinson. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to pray for his church family down there and his family, sons and his wife and his daughters. Then we want to pray that God cover them. Christina, hallelujah, Pastor Christina, we want to pray, Robinson, that God shield and protect her as they go through this process of grieving. We want to thank all of you, everybody that's went and had a part of this great celebration on Saturday. Praise our God. And again, pray for Pastor Christine Robinson and the whole entire family in the church family and Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Amen. We want to pray for them. Also, we want to keep the bereaved families in prayer again. Hallelujah. The Williams family and the passing of Quan. Hallelujah. Williams, we want to let you know the homegoing service for her will be at 10 o'clock Saturday. Praise God. Hallelujah. At the Pentecostal Church in Titusville on Garden Street at 10 o'clock. It will be there also. Then we want to keep the Evans family in prayer. Shan, Quita, and Danny and her entire Evans family, her sisters, Mother Smith. We pray for you, Miss Ellie Smith. We pray for you and your sisters as y'all go through this difficult time in the passing of your sister. And Sister Betty Evans was their radio host announcer on Sunday mornings. Amen. WPIO of in Titusville. She was there. Hallelujah. With Salvation and Praise on Sunday mornings, 5 o'clock, she came on. Amen. That's on Sundays. And she's going to be missed. Her voice is going to be missed over the radio station on Sunday mornings. Praise God. But her homegoing service will be also on Saturday. Praise God. At the Life Church. Praise our God. Hallelujah. On South Street. Praise God. And that will start at, viewing will start at 11 to 1. And then her services will start at 1 after the viewing. Praise God. So we're looking for you, some of you all, to be there to throw your arms around these families. And amen. We want to send out our condolences also to the Haynes family in the passing of Deacon Haynes. He was a deacon there at Bethlehem for years, Bethlehem Baptist Church, right down Dormant Street. And we want to send out our condolences to the Haynes family. Let's pray for them that God would see them through. Amen. Anybody that I don't know that you may know, keep praying for them. Throw your arms around them and pray that God would take them through this difficult time. Praise our God. Listen, I want y'all to get prepared for revival. Revival is coming up. Praise our God. Where is the revival going to be at? We don't hear too much about revivals. Revival is going to be coming up. Amen. Guess what? And I'm going to let you know, it's going to be the first week in May. Hallelujah. It's going to be the first week in May. And it's going to be right there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Praise our God. Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood, be with us. Amen. So I'll give you more information on that. Just giving you a little heads up so you can get prepared to be there, with us in this revival. Praise God. Amen. Then we got some other little things coming up after that. So we'll be announcing them as we go along. Again, we thank God for you tuning in to the radio broadcast. Just want to encourage your hearts as usual. Praise God. As we go through life and go through times that, you know, sometimes the enemy think he have us in one spot. But if we hold on, and believe God, continue to believe God, amen, and continue to look unto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel will never slumber nor sleep. So guess what? You got to hold on in the midst of what you're in. Hallelujah. Because now, as we said in the book of Jude, I'm just going to go there for a while. May stay there. Hallelujah. We use this as a dismissal praise. You know, to dismiss our services. But it says, now unto him that is able to keep us. God is able to keep you in whatever you're in. Whatever you're in, he's able to keep you. He's able to bring you out. He's able to sustain you. He's able to uphold you. It said, now unto him that is what? Able to keep you from falling. To keep you from falling, even though the enemy wants you to look like that you have failed, wants you to feel like you're falling in the midst of what you're in. But the word of God tells us, he said, now unto him who the creator, unto him the Lord of Lords, unto him who created us, who made us. Guess what? Hallelujah. He said, to keep you. He's keeping you in all your ways. He said one thing, he said, acknowledge me in all thy ways. Guess what? And he shall do what? Direct our pathway. So he's able to keep you no matter what situation you're facing, no matter what you're in right now, God is able to keep you. He's able to keep you. And then it says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you. And what he's doing, he's presenting you. Come on. To present you what? Faultless. Come on. To present you without blemish. To present you without blame. He's able to keep you. Hallelujah. God can keep you. God can bring you out. God can open up doors. God can keep you in the midst or what you're in. And guess what? Not only would he keep you in the midst of what you're in, he's able to maintain while you yet going through what you're going through with, because he said, I will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him while you're going through. God is keeping you. And then not only is he keeping you, he's bringing you through. Not only is he keeping you and bringing you through, he's keeping your mind stayed on him while you're in this. This is why some people are falling by the wayside. This is why some people so quickly give up. Because why? They're not really relying on what he said. Now unto him that is able. It's not that he can't do it. He's doing it. He's able to do it. He's capable of doing it. So we got to trust God when we can't trace him. We got to trust God when we don't feel him. We got to trust God because he's able. The scriptures say he's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before, not before anybody, before the only wise God. He's so wise. He's so just. He can't do wrong. He's so wise. He make a decision in a split in the middle of a bad situation. He make a decision and turn around and make it good. Come on. He's able to keep you from falling. He's able. My brother, you may be driving out there on the road and driving the trucks. You may be a truck driver. Hallelujah. And you're tuning into this radio broadcast, and it seems like you're going all across the state and all across when you're traveling like that. You're going all across bridges and they crossing one another, going under one another. Come on here, round and about. And it may be seen that's how your life is, ma'am, because ladies are truck drivers now too. But guess what? It's not all around and from state to state in your spirit like that. He's able to keep you. Come on, you got so much going on. He's able to keep you in the midst of what you're in. And he's able to keep you in from the curve of that situation in your life, because he's able. Because he says, now unto him who is able to do what? To keep you from falling. To keep you from falling. To keep you from falling. Hallelujah. If you commit it to him, he'll commit it to you. If you let him handle it, he'll handle it for you. All you got to do what is trust God when you can't trace him. Trust him when you don't feel it. Hallelujah. Be like David in the songs. David said the word, I will lift mine eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. Good morning. Good morning, Sister Gloria. Come on. Hallelujah. I will lift up my eyes. Come on. You got to lift up your eyes to the hill. Why? Because he's your help. He's able. He's able to do exceeding abundant all we think or act, because he's able to keep us from falling. Come on here. He's able to keep you. Again, in the book of Jude, according to what it says, now unto him, not nobody else, now unto him who's able to do it, keep me in all thy ways, who's able to do what? Direct my path, who's able to do what? Bring me out of the situation. When the enemy think I'm not coming out, he's able to bring me out. He's able to what? Keep me. He's able to keep my mind. He's able to keep my mind on, stayed on him. If I keep my mind on him, he's going to bring me out. Come on. If I look unto the hills, which cometh my help cometh from the Lord. He's able to bring me. He's able to do what? Heal me. Come on. Look what he's able to do. He's able to heal you. He's able to maintain you. He's able to bring you out. Come on, somebody. Oh, I got to go get some witnesses here. I got to go get some witnesses here. I feel this. I got to go get some witnesses here. People can say what they want to say. Oh, they're still preaching about this. But it's on record. It's on record. And when something is on record, you can't help to do nothing but bear with it. But what was on record? Look what he did. Look what he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Look what he did. Okay? He was able. Now unto him that's able to keep us from falling. Listen, when the decree went out that everybody must bow at the sound of trumpet. But here go these three boys. God was able to do it. He kept them. He kept them. They didn't bow. They didn't bow. They didn't fall down to worship the golden image. Come on, at the sound. They didn't fall down to worship another God. Hallelujah. What they said was, hallelujah, if he don't deliver us, we know he's able. Because now unto him that is able to keep you. Listen now. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. And so here go the Hebrew boys said this. They say, if God, if he don't deliver us, we know he's able. Come on, somebody. In the midst of what we're in the midst of our sorrows, in the midst of what we're going through, God is able. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Elise. God is able to bring you out, Miss Smith. God is able to work your situation out. You got to trust him. You got to let him have it. Come on. Hallelujah. Just don't present it to him and take it back from him. Come on. Just let him say, God, I know you in control. God, I know you're going to bring me out. God, I know you've already done what you say you were going to do. Come on. Because the last time that I checked, everything that he put in place is still in place. Come on. And it comes out at a certain time. Hallelujah. The stars come out at a certain time. Come on. Hallelujah. The moon shine a certain time. Come on here. The sun shine a certain time. Daylight comes certain time. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Hallelujah. Darkness come at a certain time. It's a time of a season. Hallelujah. Because what we're in right now, the time of the season of your life, God is able to keep you. He's able to keep you. Hallelujah. He's able to keep you. As it said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the only wise God, our Savior. There's nobody like him. There is nobody like him. There is nobody like him. You can't find nobody, so you need to stop looking for somebody. You can't find nobody like God. Hallelujah. There will never be another one like him. Come on. Hallelujah. He's the only one that I know, hallelujah, can do what? Wrap himself up, hallelujah, in a fleshy body. Come on, and come down and save us, bring us, redeem us back to him with his blood. Come on. He's the only one I know can get into side of a virgin woman, incubate himself, take care of himself. Come on. Hallelujah. And then come out. Come on. Save the world. Grow up. Save the world. Come on. Come on. Let's look at it. Then go through what he went through. According to, he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. Holly is the only one that I know can took a beating like that. Then the only one that I know went to the cross. Come on, nailed to the cross, from the cross to the grave. Come on, from the grave to the sky. Come on, he's the only one I know. That's why, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Come on. Even in the midst of what he was going through, he still had enough power. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. He still had enough power to stop dying and to save another one hanging on the cross, another thief hanging on the cross. Come on. He's the only one I know can stop death. He's the only one I know, come on, have already went in the grave, got up with all power in his hand. And now you going to tell me he ain't able to bring you out what you're in? Now unto him that is able. Ooh, that bless me right there. He's able to do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything. Come on here. You got to say he's able in the midst of. You got to give him credit. You got to give him glory. Because some situations you've been in, you know you couldn't come out of that on your own. You know your money couldn't bring you out. You know your peace didn't bring you out. Because it's now unto him who is able. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want this thing to get in your spirit. When you're going through something, and when you're going through some situations and circumstances, now unto him. Good morning, Evangelist Mara. Hallelujah. Now unto him. Good morning. Hallelujah, Evangelist Pat Harvey. Good morning. Now unto him. Hallelujah. Not unto man. Not unto man. But now be unto him who's able to keep you from falling. He did this. Who did it? Jesus. Who brought me out? Jesus. Who healed me? Jesus. Who lifted me up? Jesus, the Elohim, the El Shaddai, the one that said, let there be, and there was. Hallelujah. He's able. He's able. He's able. God is able to bring you out. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can bring you through it. Come on, somebody. He can bring you through it. Hallelujah. If you can have it, God can do it. Come on here. Hallelujah. He'll bring you out. He'll set you free. Hallelujah. He'll set your feet. Hallelujah. On solid rock. Come on, somebody. On solid ground. He'll make you walk on solid ground. He'll give you what you need. Hallelujah. He'll help you. He'll see you through. He'll cover you. He'll cover you. Come on here. When the enemy come upon me, they eat of my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Now unto him. Hallelujah. Now unto him. Hallelujah. He'll hide you when it seems like the cares of life are going through you and running, and the rain is beating up on you and the wind is blowing. He'll hide you. Now unto him that is able. He's able. He's able. Hallelujah. God is not disabling. He's able. He can bring you through it. He can bring you out. Come on. He's the only one I know. Spit on the ground. Made clay. Anointed the blind man's eyes. Hallelujah. And the blind man's eyes came open. He's the only one I know. Was teaching in the synagogue. Hallelujah. And he said, stretch forth your hand. And the man with the withered hand came. It came stretch out. He's the only one I know. Hallelujah. Can go through a friend of possession with the mother, the only son that she had. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He goes up and he touched the coffin. Hallelujah. And my God, and the son got up. Hallelujah. He got up. Now unto him. Now unto him. Come on, y'all. Yeah, we got put by the Christ. We got to start looking at this like it is. Now unto him who? Jesus. Hallelujah. He's able. I don't care what you're going through with. I don't care what you face with. Snap back. Snap back. Get back into the presence of God, because he's able to bring you out. He's able to bring you through. Come on, somebody. He's able to do it. Hallelujah. If I had to use a subject this morning to top this little radio message off, hallelujah, he's able. When you're going through something, don't let nobody talk nothing else to you. Just say, he's able. Come on. He's able to do what? To bring me out. He's able to do what? To keep me from falling. He's able to do what? To restore my soul. He's able to do what? Keep my mind in perfect peace. He's able to do what? Heal my body. He's able to do it. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Nothing. I don't care who you are. I don't care. Hallelujah. I don't care what decision you got to make. It's nothing too hard for God. You acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your path. He'll tell you what to do. He'll tell you what to say. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out. Yes, he will. He's able. That's right, Evangelist Harvey. That's right, Sister Arlene. Good morning. Hallelujah. That's right, Sister McCrary. He's able, hallelujah, to bring me out. Come on. He's able to bring you through it. He's able. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. He's able. Look at the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years. 12 long years she had the issue of blood. What she said within herself. See, she said it within herself. She said it within herself. Come on. If I can just but touch the hem of his garment. I know what he's able. I know I'm going to be healed. Come on. Oh, my God. This thing is blessing me. I'm doing all I can to sit in this seat behind this mic. He's able. He's able to bless you. He's able to bring you out. Come on. Lift up your head. Come on. Don't walk through the valley being sad. If you got to walk through the valley, know he's able to bring you out, because he's there. If you got to walk through the fire, know you got to go through the fire. You won't be burned. If you got to walk through the waters, he's able to bring you out and you won't drown. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. He's able. He's able. Good God Almighty. He's able. He's able to bring you out. Somebody's watching me on Cypress Audience, and you're going through it. Don't sit there and let the enemy tell you that God can't do it. Don't sit there and let the enemy paint a picture like you're not going to come out. Now unto him who? Jesus Christ, the maker. Jesus Christ, the healer. Jesus Christ, the redeemer. Jesus Christ, the restorer of my soul. He's able to bring me out. He's able to bring you through. He's able to turn the hallelujah, turn, I'm about to say it, he's able to shundle this thing around. And then when you say shundle, he's turning it around. And we know he's able. And we know the believers. And we know, come on, You know he able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul love you. Hallelujah. You know how, I don't know, it's somebody, these truck drivers. You know how when you in a, and you got, you're pulling something and you're in a tight place, but you got to fight with the wheel. You got to fight with the wheel to make sure that you got the tractor turning in the same direction and every you're going, you're still, and this is what we're doing. But see, God is orchestrating it and he's bringing us through it as we trust him. He's bringing us to it as we worship him, as we give him glory, and he's able. Hallelujah. You could be in a tight squeeze in your spirit, but God is able to bring you out. He's able to bring you through. Hallelujah. Oh, Evangelist Mari, that's right. Hallelujah. He's able to do it. I want you to be excited about it because he's able. Can't nobody. We can't find nobody. We can't replace him with, hallelujah. You can't place anybody in this area in your life. God is able to bring you out. God is able to see you through. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. He will, Sister Gloria. He will. You got to trust him because he's able. In the book of Jude, we came from there. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless 2 minutes before the only wise God, our Savior. The only wise God, our Savior, be dominion. His power now and forevermore. He's able to bring you out. He's able to bring you through. Just hold your head up. You ain't got to hold your head down. You don't have to walk around with a frown. He's able to do it. Our God can. Our God will. Listen, my friend, my brothers. Somebody may be tuning into the radio broadcast. My time is coming gone. That you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins. According to the word of God, he said all you got to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. That's all you have to do. Repent of your sins. You believe that, you confess that, and believe it, you're saved. Don't stop there. Come on, get in the Bible-based church. Get in the Bible-based church that's teaching the word of God. Hallelujah. So that you may be understand and grow and receive the Holy Ghost and grow and go. Listen, another announcement. We want to be in prayer for the Pender family, Mother Pender, and Melvin slipped away and went to sleep on yesterday. So we're praying for the Pender family. We're praying that God will see the Pastor Deborah. We're praying for you that God will see you through in the passing of your mother. All right. And I have some more information on that next week. Listen, Friday morning, same station, same time. My time is coming gone. Got a surprise for y'all. I'm working on it, y'all. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Guess what? But until then, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless, go have a great day today. And know, guess what? He's able to what? See you through.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.